So everyone knows we have a boil water advisory out. It'll be in effect probably through tomorrow, depending on test results we get back. If we pass the test, the advisory will be lifted. If one of the samples does not pass, then we'll have to retest the system, and it'll be Saturday before we'll be able to lift the boil water advisory. So the things that happened were related to the construction of the Clearwell. The contractor was installing piling so that they could start the demolition of the Clearwell. They've installed 75 piles around the Clearwell. They're almost done. I think there's about 90 that they have to install altogether. And on the 75th one, it rejected. They could not get it in the ground, and so they hammered on it for about 15-20 minutes. And that created quite a shaking at the site. And we think what happened was it disturbed the Clearwell that's online next to it, and caused some of the sediment to go back into solution. And we checked the clarity of the water every 4 hours, so at 6 p.m. We had very clear water, and then at the next 4 hour sampling, about 10 p.m., we had a high value. So the operators called in the plant supervisor, Paul. He came in. We looked at things, ran some tests. The turbidity had come back down after that, so we started going out into the system and checking. We called in our other operators, and we were out all night doing testing and sampling throughout the system. It seemed to be confined to just a few blocks around the water plant, and it seemed to be just an aesthetic thing. We detected higher amounts of iron in the water, which is not a health issue. It's just a aesthetics thing, taste issue. It does cause some cloudiness in the water in that. So first thing in the morning when Division of Water opened up at 8 a.m., we're on the phone with them to let them know what happened, the situation. Of course, the plant had been shut down at 10 p.m. We had shut the plant down, and it was down all night, so we weren't pumping any water into the system overnight. Of course, they had to contact their experts in-house, and by the time they got back to us, then we got together with Jim and Warren was there, and oh my gosh, it's been a long day. Jamie, yeah, was there. We got the state back on the line. They wanted us to issue a boil water. They said, we understand it's probably just aesthetics, but let's be super safe and let's issue a boil water for the whole city. We said, do you guys realize what that entails? And they said, yes, but we want to be super safe. We said, okay. So we issued the boil water advisory. They came down from their Paducah office, and they spent the day with us. We came up with a plan where they would like us to clean out the existing Clearwell, which we haven't been able to do for the last 10, 12, 14 years, because the one that we're repairing right now has been out of service. And in order to clean one, you have to have the other one out of service, or have one, the other one in service. So we've not been able to do that over these years. So we came up with a way where we can bypass the Clearwell, and we went through it, walked through it with everyone. Everyone agreed, you know, that it would work. So we put the plan in action and started the wells up and started running. The turbidity coming out of our filters is 0.03, very clean water. We add chlorine to the water. And that was the thing we noticed last night, too, when we were doing all this testing during the night, and that was our chlorine residuals were, they come out of the plant about 1.3 milligrams per liter. And all throughout the system, they were still 1.3 milligrams per liter. So we knew there was nothing in the water that was consuming chlorine, like something that would be a pollutant or something like that. So all the indications were that it was just, you know, an aesthetic discoloration of the water. But they wanted us to be safe, so we decided to follow their guidance, and we issued the boil water advisory. And then this afternoon, we started the plant up about noon today, and it ran very well, bypassing the filter and all that, or not the filter, but the Clearwell. And then about 2:30 or so this afternoon, we noticed water coming up out of the ground near where they were pounding in these piles and stuff. And so that became a concern, so they excavated down in the area, and they found that not the pile that was rejected, but the next pile that they put in, they had hammered that one right through our 30-inch water main. And since the plant was off all night, you know, no water was coming out because the plant wasn't running. But when we started the plant up about 2 hours later, we started to see all the water in that. So now we have another situation on our hands where we have to get that pipe repaired, and we have to disinfect that line and do another set of samples. So we're currently filling the tanks in the distribution system. So we've kept the plant online, which we were advised to do by the Division of Water. So with that pipe under pressure, all the water, some of the water is coming out of that where the pipe went, where the beam went through, but most of the water is just passing through that beam and stuff, and it's not causing any problems in that. So if we pull it out, it's like an injury, a puncture wound. You don't want to pull it out till you're ready to repair it. So so we should have the tanks full by about 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight. We'll shut the plant down at that point. We'll take out that beam. We'll take out the pipe that's broken. They already have the new pipe in place. It's all ready to go. They have their trench box there. They've dewatered the hole. The contractor's going to be there all night long. We'll get that online, disinfected, put the plant back online, and then we'll go out through the middle of the night. We'll sample throughout the system again, taking samples, and first thing in the morning, about 6 o'clock or so, we'll probably have the lab show up, take all those samples, run the test. It's an 18-hour test, so we won't get the results back till late tomorrow night. But if everything goes well, we'll be able to release the boil water. And if we have, and of course, all the water districts were also sampling their systems too, so they're all on notice, and they all said, you know, when your system's ready to go, we don't care if it's 1, 2 in the morning, give us a call. We'll go out, we'll get our samples, we'll bring them to the plant. So by 6 o'clock, we'll be ready to ship them off.
Tom, on that water main that you were talking about that was breached by that pylon, is that a water main that is coming out of the plant going to the public? Or is that the water main going that you use to bypass the pump, to bypass the clear well to go into
It's
plant?
Actually the main line that comes out of the filter building and goes to the clear well.
Okay.
There's no bypass on that line. So that is a critical line for us. We can't get water out of the plant without that line. Downstream from that, right where as it goes into the clear well, we have some valves that we can bypass that clear well. And so we're still going through that line that's now injured, so to speak, and going right on to the high service pumps. And our water comes out, it's so clean when it comes out of our filters. When we add our chlorine, and put it into the clear well. The purpose of the clear well is to give us detention time for that chlorine to react. Well, we go into that clear well with zero bacteria in the water, and our residual is about 1.3. And they want us to obtain a 2-log reduction in bacteria. We're already at zero, so we can't obtain a 2-log because we're already at zero. But our residual coming out is still 1.3, so there's no reactions going on in that clear well. So when we talked to the state, they were comfortable and gave us a variance to go ahead and bypass the clear well because really our water is so clean, there's really nothing going on in that clear well. And since it hadn't been cleaned, they would like us to clean it before we put it back in service. So that'll be another emergency expenditure that we'll have to bring before the mayor once we get some pricing to pump it out, have someone go in, power wash it, vacuum all that material out, and then re-disinfect it, have a structural engineer go in, look through the whole system, make sure that clear well is sound, and then we'll put it back in service.
So. Out of curiosity, is there a way to bypass the clear well altogether and basically take the water directly from the pump, superchlorinate it basically, and push it out into the system,
that's
bypassing the repair? Or is that where you all
no,
discovered that
we cannot the no we have to go through that pipe to get it out to the system?
Okay, got it.
That feeds the high service pumps, which feed the elevated tanks.
Okay,
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait.
Okay, thank you. Well, how will you let the public know? You said it will be late tomorrow night. I know John will do a great job of letting the people who take the papers know that.
Right, so we have a list of critical water users. Those get direct calls. We have all the newspaper, the television, the radio stations. We have social media. We have our website, Facebook, Twitter. We use. We have the county's, what's it called? Their red
one call system.
Yeah,
one call.
Their one call system. So we use all those, like we did today. We use all those means to notify the public that the water is is safe.
And it was just strictly boil it, period? There wasn't
5 minutes,
anything about...
Yeah. Just boil it for 5 minutes if you're going to consume it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're, you know, washing your hands or taking a shower or doing laundry, things like that, the water's fine.
You're all good. You're still good
you're
to
good.
Do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think that that's something that we definitely need to put out there because there's a lot of confusion about that.
Yeah.
It's not consumable, but it is okay to shower, bathe,
right.
laundry,
yes.
any
now,
other uses other than
For those that work in a restaurant, the health department has told them to use a hand sanitizer for their hands because once they wash their hands, they then may be touching food and stuff like that if they're not wearing gloves. So
there was way too
so that's where some I think that
yeah,
confusion
there was
came
way
from.
Too much floating around today.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
which
yeah.
is stupid because some people have way too much time on their hands to put out some of this stuff when it actually turned out to be, you know. But I do think we need to get that information out.
All of you have the
can.
Latest
yeah.
that Mr. Osborne put out this afternoon, the update to boil water order. I want you to have that so that you would have the latest, because after that was found at what it was 2:30, we had a second issue. So they worked on this together, Kathy and Jim and Tom, to get this one out. So you have the most current out there. And then going back, Ms. Cherry, to what you're talking about, as soon as we know all those critical groups that we know and individuals and newspapers and so forth, we'll get the message real quick. So.
Can you go over those again? You said one call and what else is it besides the newspaper and the radio?
Facebook, Twitter,
Facebook,
all of your
okay.
social media stuff.
Yeah. Most of your Facebook. Social media. It'll be on our website. Danetta had it up there.
And then
very
we have direct
today.
Calls to all the critical water users, the hospitals, the nursing homes,
uh-huh.
the dialysis center,
okay.
all the restaurants, schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are all direct calls that we make.
So what would you think that the schools would need to be closed if you've got just consumable water? I mean,
why do
did they
well,
not use bottled water also?
Let me get in on this one.
Sure, he would
as
know.
An old school person, that's a school decision, not ours.
Yeah.
They have to make a decision about that, and there is a lot of different sources of water there. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't want to try to get in front of their decision-making process, you know.
I was concerned about the schools and then the restaurants.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, some were open, some were closed.
Yeah.
I guess as long as you don't consume any of the water. It's
well, okay. It affects all your drinks. I mean, if a restaurant has a soda fountain machine,
ice.
That's water plus
yeah.
whatever, and tea and coffee and lemonade and just water.
Sure.
You know, so it affects their ability to provide beverages. With their meals.
Well, I'm glad you let us know that there's no chemicals or anything,
no.
you know, poisonous or anything like that.
No, we think it's just aesthetic, but we'll, you know, we're following the state. We're being super safe, and you know, once the bacteria tests come back and say that, you know, yes, there was no bacteria issues out there, then we'll release the boil water and be back to normal. So.
Just
to
go ahead.
Yes.
I know it's going to be a great expense involved in this. Who's taking responsibility?
That hasn't been determined yet.
Who do we think it might be?
That
who do you think I think will?
Maybe three guesses and two don't count, and I can tell you it's not us.
That's what I'm.
Yeah. It's a good question.
We'll have to resolve that, but
yeah.
I'll defer to Warren on that one.
I'm going to be silent until it's all over.
Any other thing.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
So,
thank you.
Tom, just to
yes.
clarify, if those of us, like, I didn't know about it until late this afternoon, and I've been drinking water all day, and my pets have been drinking water, but there's no, so far, there's no real known hazard. I mean, we don't want to keep doing it now that we know it, but, I mean, it's...
We don't know, we can't say, you know...
Right, it's just, but...
Until we get a test result that says there is none, we can't say...
We'll call you first thing in the morning and see if you're still alive.
I'd appreciate that.
When you start calling, you got problems.
Could we have gotten...
My pets are all dead.
I can't drink out of the toilet bowl.
I'm pretty sure
I'll add you to that email when these go out.
Yeah.
You start glowing there, James.
Kind of like what was that? What did you say, Mr. Bohannon?
He wants to be included on the distribution.
Yeah, we'll put all the on the distribution so that you'll have it just right up front. Yeah. It sort of hit us cold, and we were so any skipped there. I apologize for that.
I do want to, you get a chance to see any of our people that work at the water plant and stuff. Some of them have put in 16-hour days, gone home for 4 hours and come back to put in another 16-hour day. So they're really, you know, out there trying to keep the customers safe and happy. So.
Thank you for all you work.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Thanks, Tom. Appreciate all you folks today that are working on that.